Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on, TK!
And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Your final count on confidence for Sunday, very confident at 37.5%. Pretty confident at 53.5%. Not that confident, 8.9%. That number is higher than I even thought it would be. All right, we ready to pick the games this weekend?
I'm ready.
Do we want to? So, Jack, last week we sort of roundtabled it, went through each game, and then we each made that pick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we're all picking the same games.
We're all picking the same games.
Should I be Fran?
Yes, and not have any idea how
spreads work.
How spreads work.
Good.
Yes. Even after I explain it to you.
Nice. Yeah, it's good.
Each time you pick a game.
Dynamite stuff.
You want to start with, what is the first game, Chiefs-Texans?
Chiefs-Texans, yeah.
And is it Chiefs minus 8.5?
Minus 8.5.
Ike, you want to start?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like the Texans plus the points.
Really?
Yeah.
There it is.
I think so.
Wow, you guys both calling the Chiefs frauds.
I think so.
I think
they win.
Okay.
But they rarely blow teams out.
Yep.
They are going to be healthy. 2 weeks rest. I still like the Texans plus the points.
Last time they played, was that the game? That was the game that the Texans got to a huge lead?
They got out to, I think it was like a 21-0 lead
or
something.
Mahomes came back.
Yeah. Was it 9.5 you said?
8.5.
8.5.
8.5. Line's going down. It was 9.5.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll take the 8.5.
All right. I'm taking Chiefs minus 8.5. They're all business now. Actually, I got them a couple times in the last few weeks of the year laying big numbers.
They covered.
Yeah. I think they've been just like laying down, like laying in wait all year long.
Waiting for the postseason to start.
They're one. I don't know that I've ever seen a football team able to do it. And maybe they're not. Maybe that's not what they're doing. Maybe they just weren't that good this year. I just think they're gonna destroy the Texans. So I see like a 31-10 kind
of
game.
Two teams on fraud watch, of course. The Chiefs are just better. I'm gonna take the Chiefs minus 8.5 as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they both are on fraud watch though.
Yes,
but dangerous to put the Chiefs on fraud watch.
Yeah. Well, one's gonna do it.
Yeah.
They're gonna lose next week.
So second game on Saturday, Lions. We still at 9.5.
Still 9.5, yep.
Minus 9.5 over the Commanders.
Taking Washington plus the 9.5.
You like that big number.
Yes, sir. big number. I think Washington's playing well now. They're going to go into this game with nothing to lose. Detroit's going to have to figure out a way to work David Montgomery back into the fold. You know, I can see this game getting off to a little bit of a slow start for Detroit, but they wound up winning somewhere around 7 or 8 points in the end. But, man, I think Washington makes this thing an interesting game Saturday night. I like the 9.5 points, although I will be teasing it up to 10.5.
So I think that last week was the Commanders' Super Bowl. I think the Lions are going to obliterate them. I really do. Lions, much like I was saying about the Rams, felt now the Rams are possibly a team on a mission, but possibly just, you know, one playoff game. Mm-hmm. Lions, I just, at home, are you serious? They might score 50 points. Like, I'm taking the Lions minus 9.5.
I want to take the Commanders, but the line's too big, and that makes me lean towards taking the Lions. I would actually feel more comfortable if it was, like, Commanders plus 7.5. I think 9.5 is such a huge number that's they're trying to get you to bet the Commanders.
Well, I am.
I know. I'm going to take the Lions.
All right, here, before we get to our game, one would argue from a casual fan, a NFL fan perspective, the game of the weekend is Sunday evening. Bills at home, currently a 1-point favorite over the Baltimore Ravens. Ike, where do you see it go?
Man, I've gone back and forth with this game. This is really a pick'em game to me.
This is a tough one.
And the fact that the Bills are only a 1-point favorite and they're at home tells me Baltimore is probably the better overall team. Man, this is going to be a great game with these two quarterbacks. I think both of these guys leave it all on the field Sunday, and we walk away from this game saying, what a finale for the divisional round playoffs.
I see this as 1.5 now, by the way.
Is it up to 1.5?
1.5.
Yeah, Ravens 1.5.
Yep.
Oh, the Ravens are favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought it was Buffalo.
Yeah, I thought it was Buffalo favorite.
My bad. Ravens 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going Ravens in this game. It's a field goal game, though, but I'm going Ravens.
I'm taking the Bills. I mean, you know, I said earlier the story of the season felt like Josh Allen, but the story of the season also feels like Lamar Jackson. This is a game that I'm so hoping the Eagles win so I can watch this game with a smile on my face as opposed to being grumpy all night, you know?
Sure.
So it's tough, but I'm gonna take Buffalo plus 1.5.
Two playoff fraud quarterbacks matching up in this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm taking the line is just telling me to take the Ravens. It's pretty much as simple as that. I can't believe they're 1.5 favorites. I think the Ravens have been maybe the most overrated team in football this year. And the fact that they're 1.5-point favorites in Buffalo, I think, is insane. So I'm going to take the Ravens minus 1.5.
Well, a lot of line is telling me something from Jack.
Well, that's why I always win the picks every
year.
He's back.
Yeah. He's back.
All right.
Well, I do win the picks every year.
Meanwhile, we can't win a parlay together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should bet on Jack.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. I never bet them. Yeah. But I'm just a linesman.
Doofus. Yeah. All right, here we go. Eagles currently 6.5-point favorites, 3:00 on Sunday. Ike Reese.
All right. I feel good about this game, primarily because Sunday's weather is a defensive sort of atmosphere type of a game. And I rode the defense last week. Pause. I did, and I'm going to ride them again this week. Pause. I think the defense is the story coming out of this game, how they shut down Matthew Stafford and this offense. And somebody actually gave me the score last night at the Philadelphia Sports Writers dinner last night. I can't remember the young lady's name, but she gave me her prediction, and I said I would use the score on the air because I liked it. 27-13, Birds win this game. 27-13, we covered.
That's actually a big – you're not really a
– I am not.
You are not a big number guy.
Yeah.
Well, I went – she seemed very convincing, and so I just said – yeah, and I told her, I'm like, I don't normally pick double-digit wins, but caveat is it was her pick.
Right.
I buy into it. 27-13, Birds.
So there's a difference between how I felt about the Packers game and the Rams game. Packers game, I thought the Eagles would win. I just didn't think people were – giving enough, I guess, respect to the Packers team. The Rams team, I'm legitimately terrified of. Legitimately terrified of this game. So I think the Eagles will win. They are the better team. They are at home. But I think this game, much like the last game, is going to make you want to puke the entire time. I'm taking the Eagles 20-19.
Ooh, God. 20-19?
Yes. Mm. 20-19 Eagles.
Is that Jake Elliott field goal?
Oh, for the win? How would everyone feel with that one?
Jalen touchdown drive.
Lock of the century.
There we go. We're down 19-13.
Yep.
Lock of the century.
Yep.
Is Jalen having a big game?
Just see Jag with his head in his hands.
Yep. So you're done doing your taking the other team by double digits?
Because they lost the Washington game, so I didn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah. That kind of counts.
Well, I asked. There was a real game.
I know, but Jalen didn't play.
But still.
If QB1's in her. All right.
And by the way, he was okay last week. It didn't change anything last week. No.
The superstitions are stupid. Anyway.
What did I say last week? 23-21. Yeah.
I'm taking the Eagles 27-13. I wrote it down. I know that Ike said that was his score. But I wrote down 27-13, too. So
we're locked in.
What do you want me to do?
Well,
we're doomed.
They better.
We are screwed. Are you kidding me?
There is no chance they're winning 27-13 now. Absolutely 0% chance. Jack, why don't you tell everybody where to get their appliances? We all know it's National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, especially, in the playoffs, you got to make sure your house is all appliance.
Yeah,
stuff.
They have a whole thing going on right now.
They always are looking to help you with your dollar stretching further. Whether it's tax-free Delaware, whether it's Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that is instantly updating price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. That's a National Appliance Warehouse staple. But on top of that, always great savings event, and backed by popular demand is the Friends and Family Savings Event. So your dollar always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse, and you're gonna get the best stuff too. Over 100 brands from Sub Zero to Budget, the perfect appliance is waiting for you down there. And on top of all that, you are going to get a passionate team of National Appliance Warehouse helping you out. Whatever you need, they're there to help you out. They're always having fun. You feel like you're part of the family. Trust me. Get down there today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Before we get back to the phones, I did mention, we do need to mention one further WIP staffer. And this isn't a put somebody on blast situation. It's really just something that I noticed. Mm-hmm. So, I dress like very casually. It's always t-shirt, jeans, hat. That's the way I look. Dress like a 19-year-old who goes to Hot Topic, and covered in tattoos or whatever. But
a hippie.
Yeah. But occasionally, when I go to a nice event, got to put on a suit, and what people say to me is, oh, you clean up nice. Oh, I didn't know, but you see me in a suit. When I wear a suit, I'm a person who looks like they know how to wear a suit, I believe. Mm-hmm. So there was an event last night, Philadelphia Sports Writers Award event, mm-hmm. and there were a bunch of WIP staff there. I saw Devin, saw Kyle, mm-hmm. saw Robbie E. was there. Mm-hmm. And then
I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
And then you looking very nice.
I do my best.
Yeah.
And then I saw Broods. And the thing is, he tried, but Broads is like one of those dudes that when he tries to clean up, I feel like it looks so wrong that it works the other way.
Yeah.
He had just like big sneakers on with the dress pants.
Had the Jordans on.
Had the Jordan. Had the dress shirt, but not really a dress shirt because it had two pockets with it. And then super clean shaven, but still had the hair or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know, to me, like, he'd almost look better just going as Broads.
It's hard. You're going to a big event.
Well, I don't know.
I got to find his old wedding photos because he's been married in the last couple of years.
Yes.
And how did he dress up for that one? Was it just an off night last night?
A deep respect for Broads.
Yeah.
And a deep respect for guys who dress casually all the time, mm-hmm. But I just don't, to me, his cleanup version looked like, I don't know. It didn't work for me.
Well, looks like he had the casual look going and he threw a jacket on.
There's that too. Yes.
Right. What I'm saying? Like he probably had that going the majority of the day and then I got to wear a jacket to this thing tonight.
I got
to
shave.
Yeah, I got to throw a jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
throw the wet the hair down a little bit.
So I'm looking at other photos. I think it was just a bad night.
Really?
I think it was just a bad night.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't investigate other photos.
Yeah.
Now you, Ike, I'm not going to put you in this position, but
whatever,
Jack, you would agree. Would you agree with my assessment on last night's photo?
I would agree with your assessment on last night's
okay,
photo.
All right. So I'm not also, out of line
I'm
here.
I'm giving him an out saying I think it was just wasn't his best.
Okay. All right.
This is from a guy who's been wearing the same suit for 5 years.
Yeah. And I might be in the market for a new suit.
You right. Because he can't even fit that suit anymore.
Yeah,
he's lost 20 pounds.
Just
people are talking.
Some recommendation from somebody who's lost weight before. Before you go and buy a suit, make sure you're done losing the weight. Because when I lost all the weight that I lost, I actually had 2 rounds of clothes because I didn't know I was done losing weight.
Yep.
And I ended up with a bunch of clothes I didn't need.
I'm this close to replying to the tweet that say, you're fat producer, and saying, people are saying I'm down 20. This close.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, a grown man with 2 kids. Get another suit, man. You know what I mean?
They're expensive, Chuck.
Come on, man. You make enough money, man. It's embarrassing to Jill.
Seriously. Well, she's fine.
Hey, listen.
Wow.
She's fine.
That is rough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, that's my guy. I don't.
That's a good point, Chuck. I mean, yeah. Look nice sometimes. Jill wants to see you in a different color suit sometimes.
This summer for all the weddings, I'll get a new suit. Everyone take a deep breath.
Hey, listen, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in a bad area right now, but I'm going to make this real quick. To all the ladies that keep calling up here saying, leave Jalen alone. Will you please just leave my quarterback alone? The jackass would throw the football to his wide receivers, then we would leave him alone, okay? Everybody in here wants Jalen to do well, all right? I want him to do well. For the love of God, right? Throw the damn football. You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? I just want him on Sunday.
It's the hardest job in sports.
I'm not looking for crazy numbers, 350, because I know he's not capable of doing that. Just give me 170 yards passing, okay? Can you do that? You know, 2 touchdowns. No, possibly 1 rushing the ball and then 1 throwing the ball. And then Saquon can get at least 2 touchdowns. You know what I mean? I even take a tush push. But give me something, man. You know what I mean? Give me something. Give me a pulse on Sunday. Because I'm telling you, I am this close to having a hatred for Jalen Hurts like I have for Joel Embiid. And I tell you, that's not a pretty phone call. Okay? So I'm letting you know right now.
I can attest to this.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
I do think your conversation with Spike will go different this time than if it's about Embiid.
I think me and Spike will be on the same page. Although Spike was talking up his ass earlier about Joel Embiid. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to get into that.
Let's not go back down that road. Yes.
I don't think I said anything about Embiid, actually. Yeah.
You didn't say the thing that he needs to be, and that's trade it. You know what I mean? That's it.
Trade him. Well, they can't trade him now. So, yeah.
Well, they can trade him if they
want. No, they're not allowed.
Semantics. Yeah. Back
you
to
can't
the
trade him.
Well,
in theory.
That's an off-season topic, okay? I got plenty of time to call up and talk to Spike about that. But let me tell you something, right? On Sunday, we roll, all right? And I'm going to tell you why we roll, right? That offensive line is going to bully that defense, okay? And then that defense is going to come up and show up to play. And Trot, hey, Ike,
next
week we'll get his first game this week, baby. You know,
I'm excited for it. I am, yeah.
Get him ready, Ike, because this is the playoffs. He's getting thrown into the fire, baby. You know, there ain't no better way to start making your way than to do it in the playoffs. So I can't wait to see Trot out there. But listen, this week we're going to roll by 2 touchdowns, 27-14 Burbs.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Chuck.
All right,
I like it. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, have a good weekend, y'all. Don't get too snowed in. You know what I mean? Jack, don't leave the snow into your jail or your mom.
Your mother-in-law to shovel it. Yeah.
No, my neighbor shoveled for me this morning.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
That's ridiculous, man. All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
By
the way, Jack, message to you. That's the last time Chuck gets that high on the board unless he declares himself back with the afternoon show.
Well, I think, all right, fine.
Just say yes. Just be like, all right.
All right.
Yep. I'm just saying, he's calling like every day now. You know what I'm saying? It's just my opinion.
I hear you.
Yeah, all right.
But I know what he's thinking.
I know.
That could derail the progress.
Well, but we got to meet in the middle somewhere.
There's one guy on this show.
Yeah.
All he cares about is not derailing the show, and that's me. And that's the Chuck thing.
Spike has a point, though.
He made a big public to-do.
Yes.
So he wants to be back.
Listen, I know. I'll talk to him.
And here's the only other thing. I don't ask for apologies or anything. That's not what I do. I just want to say, I'm with you guys.
Yep.
That's all. I'm sorry for this. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'll talk to him.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Okay, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, pick it up, Herb.
What's happening there, Chucky? Yeah, boy.
He's not on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's there. I know he's listening. HR's now talking.
That okay, you? Human resources?
Okay, yeah, Lisa's long
this
gone.
This is the way I want the Philadelphia Eagles to play Sunday.
Run the ball.
Like Rios and all these other guys from North Philly. Okay?
Well, boy.
You know, whoa. When you're eating your steak, you know, you chop it up and you...
Oh, this isn't going
to
work.
That big prime rib, that filet. Well, I want you now to go out there, okay, and chop up those rams, okay? Chop them up, slice them up, do whatever you got to do.
Lamb chops.
Get that W, yeah, boy. I agree. 58, what do you say now?
I'm ready to roll. You want me to get my neck rolled? Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Let's go get some Chinese food.
Oh,
huh?
God.
That is weird.
Weird thing to say.
Here we go.
Can you give us the Eagles chant?
48 hours, baby. We're less than 48 hours. Here we go.
Yeah, buddy. Watch out, Germantown.
In the snow, 33-19 Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles chant, Herb. Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go.
Yo.
That turned out better than you thought it was going to turn out.
Of course it
did. All right, Herb. See you on Monday, man. Come down and see us.
Yeah, I was just down there. You weren't down there. Now I'm in the Northeast.
We're never
on
there
the
on
air.
Fridays.
Herb. I thought you told me you were going over there on Friday.
How would he get from there to the Chickies?
I was at
Chickies?
Party, Ike Reese, last night. I was there a couple years ago with Jay Wright. How was that?
Oh, it was pretty good, man. Good turnout. A lot of great people, great food, great time.
The Phillies were there too, right?
Yep. Shout out to my boy Michael B., who got honored last week.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations, yep. Michael B.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, Rube was there. I saw Rube there last night. Yep.
Right.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
All right.
Charlie Manuel also got honored last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Chuck.
Yep, Skip got honored last night.
That was a weird Chuck call. Yeah, let's get some Chinese food.
That was very strange.
I eat Chinese food.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary.
Clearly he doesn't
and
know
the
me.
Whole time he's going, yeah, boy.
Yeah. You know, and he realized Harold was the only person I let get away with that, too.
He did it to Chuck, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Looks like I picked a good day to travel. Ron Jaworski.
Good point.
406 with Jaws.
Yeah. Could you imagine Jaws sitting on hold during that? Right. What would Jack have done?
We would not have done that if Jaws was. Yes. Yes. We would not have done that.
You imagine being about, we got Jaws. All right. What's next?
It's not a new coat. He just took mine. Elliot's wife.
Oh, very true.
Wow. Yeah, Elliot's put himself under the microscope Sunday.
Yeah.
Tiny feet, lady coat, Elliot.
There's no way the coat has to be that long.
There's no way it has to be
an
that
ankle
long.
An ankle-length pea coat? It
Who
sounds
wears
like
an ankle-length coat, man? What man does that?
Yeah.
You can have a little scarf on, too.
Yep.
Well, he does like the dress.
No.
It's high heels. It's next.
Minimal sweats, winning bets. I wish you the absolute best. Nick Costas at the bottom of a pile after throwing one punch at the link.
I forgot about that little back and forth. I forgot about that one.
Tough guy Costos is fighting someone at the Eagles game.
Yeah, that would not be wise.
You imagine him getting his ass kicked. They're all Mets winning bets. All right, what's next?
What am I listening to? People miss me? In this city? Tobias in Detroit.
Can you imagine Tobias heard all that?
You heard that and was like, what?
Yeah. Me?
Me? Where was he at when I was here?
Yeah.
Tobias, I was here.
What's next?
Checks in the mail, Spike. Daryl in Center City.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. What's next?
What are you going to do with that $2? What is your plan? Spike calmly tipping the pizza guy.
I would always tip him more than $2, though. What is it, 1989? You
exactly
gotta tip
right.
him more than $2.
Good guy.
All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
And hopefully it is after a win.
It will be.
All right.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Oh, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
My Eagles fly on the touchdown. One, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles!
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles!
Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
That was so bad.
That was so bad. Seltzer, that's what I was looking for. I figured it wasn't going to be that good.
By the way, to get in there, I figured it wasn't going to be that good.
Yeah, I knew you'd joke.
Kick her when she's down.
He's such a bad guy.
What the heck? You may have seen it under construction for a while because they wanted to get it exactly right. But awesome news, the brand new Colonial Hyundai dealership finally complete up there in Downingtown. So John Ashdale, the car czar, and the team at Colonial have worked very hard to make sure that not only are the people right, but the place is right to make your buying, your leasing, your servicing, whatever happens at Colonial, faster, easier, and better. Never been easier than to buy, trade, upgrade at Colonial. They're going to give you the highest trade-in value anywhere in the region. $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Tucson's on the lot. Santa Fe's on the lot. Palisades, Kona's, over 200 vehicles in stock. You drive a Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every Hyundai, every new Hyundai right now comes with 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.